Uh-oh. Romance is in the air. This is the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. For the first time, I'm really going to go back in time to revisit a subject we covered earlier. Way back in episode 6, I discussed holly, ivy, mistletoe, and more holiday foliage. Well, Emma on Facebook suggested we focus on mistletoe. And you know, it's kind of tricky, but not impossible to get the old episode, so I think it's about time to return to something like that. I thought the whole idea of mistletoe was gross when I was a kid, but ever since I hit the teenage years, I've been a big, big fan. Let's just get this out of the way. Mistletoe is a parasite. It grows on another plant. It can't survive by itself. You can find it pretty easily in the southern United States. You'll see it in autumn after the leaves fall off the oak or apple trees. You'll see green clumps of leaves and berries in the branches. Mistletoe will sink its roots into the plants and pull the nutrients out of the plant. Nice, right? And romantic. By the way, the word mistletoe comes from two old Anglo-Saxon words, mistel, which means dung, and tan, which means twig. The experts think it was named after bird droppings on a branch, something to do with the idea that mistletoe was a result of birds landing in trees. Not exactly that it passed through, but... Alright, I'll be honest, I'm not sure how it was supposed to work. And mistletoe is poisonous. It'll give you cramps if you eat it, sometimes worse. Sometimes it'll kill you. So don't eat it. And don't leave it in a place where pets or little kids can get it. An old French tradition is that mistletoe grew on a tree that was used to make the cross on which Jesus was crucified. As a result, it was cursed and forced off the earth. And so it became a parasite. Before we get to the kissing thing, let's figure out why mistletoe is connected to Christmas. Well, about 2,000 years ago, about AD 100, Druids in Britain believed mistletoe had miraculous powers. They believed it could help cure diseases and protect from witchcraft. And it was associated with fertility. All of this made the Druids put on a ceremony in late December or early January where priests would cut the mistletoe out of oak trees and people would hang it in their houses to ward off evil spirits and storms. Okay, so how did a poisonous parasite named after poop become a repository of romance? Well, maybe it was the Vikings. A Norse god called Balder was killed by a mistletoe poison. His mother brought him back to life after 3 days by reversing the effects of the poison. She was so happy she kissed everybody who walked under mistletoe because she was so happy to have her son back. Of course, as I mentioned, mistletoe is associated with fertility, so that could have something to do with it. Or maybe it's Saturnalia, a celebration in ancient Rome that happened in December and could get pretty wild from what I've heard. What about the connection to peace? In ancient times, the stories go, enemies who met under trees with mistletoe would lay down arms, hug, and have a truce until the next day. Maybe that peaceful gesture is the reason for the kissing. There are all sorts of legends and rules about mistletoe. Here are some. When you kiss under the mistletoe, the man is supposed to remove a berry. And then when all the berries have been used up, the kissing is done. If you kiss under the mistletoe, you'll have good luck. If you don't kiss under the mistletoe, you'll have bad luck. If you do kiss under the mistletoe, you'll get married and live a long, happy life. If an unmarried woman isn't kissed under the mistletoe, she'll be single for a whole nother year. A young lady might put a sprig of mistletoe under her pillow so that she may dream of her future husband. She might burn the mistletoe. If it burns steadily, she'll have a healthy marriage. If it flickers too much, she may be doomed to a partner who's no prize. With all this talk of smooching, we've got to have a romantic Christmas song. This is Tim Mahoney and Kathy Mahoney, and You Are My Christmas in the Christmas Stocking.
Christmas, you are my Christmas, and I need you today. I'm so far away. Come Christmas. that I want to be.
From Minneapolis, that's Tim Mahoney and Kathy Mahoney, and You Are My Christmas. You might have seen Tim on The Voice on NBC last spring. Layla and Diana, thanks for being part of a great community on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Christmas Stocking. Hi, Katie did 33087 and Denise 205. Thank you for spreading the word on Twitter, twitter.com/XmasStocking. And of course, we can't forget mychristmasstocking.net, where you'll find links to shop at Amazon. A few people have been doing that, and I really, really appreciate it. Hello, Dominic. Dominic emailed me some topic suggestions to topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. Thank you for your support, Dominic. And don't forget, you can call me to introduce the Christmas stocking. Just say, hi, whatever your name is. I'd like to wish Merry Christmas to whoever you want to wish Merry Christmas to. This is the Christmas stocking with Lee Cameron. That's all you have to do. Or just wish somebody Merry Christmas without the introduction. Or I would love you to share your family tradition or a favorite memory of Christmas. All you have to do is click call me at mychristmasstocking.net and I will never know your phone number, but you will be able to leave me a message. That'll be awesome. And thank you to everyone who's given to the Christmas stocking at mychristmasstocking.net. Oh, I almost forgot. Circle the Christmas stocking on Google+. I'm bound to figure out what to do with it sometime. Well, this episode turned out not to be such a repeat after all. We went a lot deeper into the legend of mistletoe than we did before. I'm Lee Cameron. Next time, we'll explore another suggestion of Emma's. She's full of good ones this year. Caroling. I cannot believe I've never discussed caroling before. We will in the Christmas stocking.